3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It should be very obvious to everyone listening that it is not 8:56 p.m. The correct time is 19:30 UTC, and that is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I think we'll get started right now. And what's the first thing we're going to do today? Well, if you guessed go to the numbers, then you are correct. So let's all ask the numbers lady to give us some numbers today. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 130, number 134, number 144, number 212, number 935. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, numbers lady. So, those were the numbers for today. The next order of business is to locate my tea. For, at first glance, it would appear that I have lost my tea. But the truth of the matter is, I think I left it up in the kitchen because I had to go wash my hair because I have to go to a volleyball game. Really soon. Like right after this show ends. So let's leave the studio here and head up into the kitchen. It's a sunny day today. It's warmer than it was yesterday. I don't think the wind is blowing as much. Yeah, here's my tea. It's up here on the counter. Let's test it for the temperature. Yeah, not hot enough. So we're going to put this in the old microondas. And we're going to put it in there for 90 seconds. Oh, and the butter knife is still out. Okay. Put the butter knife in the sink. And this allows me to look out my window. Yeah. Well, I see a little bit of wind, but not much. There is snow melting in my lawn. I hope that got captured on mic. Oh, here comes a kitty. Hi, where have you been? Well, yeah, it's the first time I've seen you all day. All right, so we might as well do some Pippa update news. Pippa is doing a lot better. She's feeling better. She's acting normal. And as I look outside, oh my gosh, it's getting warm. It's like 47 degrees Fahrenheit, which is probably like around what is it in metric, kitty cat? Are you metric kitty? Yes, you're metric cat. So that's, I don't know, I'm guessing 12 or 13 degrees Celsius. Let's look out the other window here. Oh, where's my neighbor? You know, now that I'm actually sort of doing the math in my head, that's not like 12 or 13 Celsius. You know, it's like 7 or 8 Celsius. Because 50 degrees Fahrenheit is about 10 degrees Celsius. Anyway, hi. Hi, baby Numpo. My tea is ready. I gotta drink my tea. I know what you want. You want to go downstairs and do kitty business, huh? Or do you want kitty water? You want some kitty water? Right, so I've got the jug of distilled water here that I'm going to continue giving to my cat. Here you go. Look at this. Drink this. Yummy. Oh, is there a bug in your cup? There's a bug in your cup. So there's a little bug in the cup. We'll pour the bug out. And then we'll top off the kitty water with some water from the jug. Yummy distilled kitty water. Ooh, it's so good. I had to buy a gallon of kitty water because I needed exactly 33 milliliters
for the cat medicine. Let's pull the tea out here. And since you can't buy 33 milliliters of distilled water, I ended up buying, Tobe does the math in his head, about almost 3,800 milliliters. I bought, 100 times, more than 100 times the amount of water that I needed. Because kitties. So yeah, the cat's doing better for the most part. I did switch her over. I mixed in a tiny, tiny bit of the new food. The super expensive magic imported French food. Yes, my cat now has to eat French food that costs $61 for 3.5 kilograms. I have mixed a little bit of that into the cat's food, and ever since I did that, the cat has weird poops. So I'm thinking, not going to give the cat the food. We're going to put the tea down right here, and then we got to go in and grab some other stuff. And so this is also the first day that I'm not going to give the cat the medicine. The cat has been on the medicine for 10 days. That was the original prescription, as indicated by Dr. whoever that was. And so that's where we are with that. Let me just grab this, that, the other thing. Grab this power cable here, because this will come in handy. And we're going to go into the other room and probably have to do some kitty business, because isn't that what we always do during dubious goals committee? Yeah, kind of. Now, I know what you're all thinking. You're all thinking, Tobe, but it's Sunday. Shouldn't you be watching football? Well, yeah, I should be. But there's not a lot on today. Today is a very, very strange football day. In that, how does this work? How am I doing this? My game, my one Premier League game that I want to watch, doesn't come on until late. It's super late. It's at like 2 o'clock local time. And that's just crazy. Craziness. The bad news is that it starts right when I have to leave to go to the volleyball game. Because my cousins are in town and they are volleyball playing freaks. And they're pretty good. So I'm going to go watch some volleyball today. It's been a very, or at least it's going to be a very sporty 24 hours. Oh, that, I just realized something. I might miss tonight's race. Am I going to miss Supercross tonight? Yeah, see, there's a Supercross race tonight. And it starts at like 6 local time. Now, the volleyball game will be over by then, but I have a feeling we're going to go out to dinner and, do stuff with the family members and all that stuff, and so that'll be fun. So not only have I had volleyball, last night I got to see something that I've never seen before. Yes, I saw a sport that I've never seen before. It was women's footy. That's right, live from Australia. Women's Premiership footy football. Oh, damn it, here comes the cat. Hi! Hi, fluffy butt. Look at your fluffy butt. It's so clean because we had kitty butt bath. All right. Yeah, so I got to watch women's footy. And it was great. And I got to see a lot of it. Why? Because there were two games on. Yes. The first game was Gold Coast versus Richmond, and Richmond kind of took them apart. And the other game was Fremantle versus West Coast. What is the full name of the West Coast? Blah, blah. Now I can't remember. I feel stupid. But it was good action. Good, fun sports to watch. Huh, Peppa? We were having fun watching all that footy. I highly recommend footy. If you are looking for an interesting sport to learn and admire
and, you know, players to serve as your role models, I highly recommend Australian football. It is awesome. We like the AFL, huh, Peppa? The cat's too busy licking my hand to respond. Oh, yeah, hi, thanks. Even though I just got out of the bathtub, thanks for licking me. Thanks for getting me nice and clean. I'm getting nice and clean thanks to my baby cat. Yes, you love me even though I put you in prison and squirted all that medicine down your throat and I made you take a kitty butt bath. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not a hated human being. Yes, everything's back to normal. Okay, we're getting down to some kitty business now. My cat has turned around a few times. She is sitting down in the kitty business trading pit. And she is commencing the trading day. There was a bell ringing somewhere. I did not hear it. Last night I also watched a lot of Mahjong. I'm just addicted to watching Mahjong. I want to play so bad. And when I say Mahjong, I do of course mean Ricci, the Japanese version, as opposed to, you know, old Hong Kong style that I learned when I was a child, and which is also different than the American Bubby version and all the other versions. You know, I'm kind of interested in learning the Thai version and the Vietnamese versions. They're very similar, and they use a bunch of excess tiles. They use all the tiles. And then there's this other weird variation of Mahjong known as Red Five. And I've seen some of these sets, and the Red Fives just mean extra Dora, but I don't know how to apply this knowledge. I don't know how scoring in Mahjong is crazy. And I was watching some, not only was I watching games, I was also watching highlights. And then the craziest part was I started watching highlights that were being commented on after the fact by other professionals. So it was like, oh, let's watch this famous hand played by so-and-so and make comments on it. Of course, I didn't understand anything that they were talking about because it's all in Japanese, but I did get to see some crazy, crazy hands. And I saw another 13 orphans. I couldn't believe it. It's like, here's one of the rarest hands. Here's one of the rarest hands in Mahjong. And in the last 2 or 3 days, I have seen it pop up 3 times. I've been watching three different things where one of the players manages to produce the hand known as 13 Orphans. Now, 13 Orphans is a hand that consists of basically all the terminals, all the dragons, and all the winds. So you have the 1 and 9, so the 1 and 9 peen, the 1 and 9 wand, plus, you know, green, red, white dragon. And those dragons have names. Haku, Haraku, and something else. Does that seem right? And then, of course, the 4 winds, northeast, south, and west. This is obviously one of my favorite hands because this is the hand that I based junk on for Cosmic Wimpout. Now, I just made a statement that made no sense to anyone, and the only person who would ever understand that statement would be Booper, who is not listening right now, and he might not even remember anyway, but me and my friend Booper, that's right, Booper, that you've heard all about here on the Dubious Goals Committee, we used to play a dice game called Cosmic Wimpout, and I have played so much Cosmic Wimpout in my life that I have actually worn out 2 sets of dice. But anyway, when we were kids, when we were playing this game, when I say kids, we were like in junior high. So we were having fun playing this game whenever we had free time, you know, playing it in school and annoying teachers and stuff like that. And we made up this rule. And that's the beautiful thing about Cosmic Wimpout, is it sort of has this core set of rules, but some of these rules are open to interpretation. And one of the rules of Cosmic Wimpout is make up your own rules. And so basically the only rule that we made up was this rule called junk.
And this is when, on your first coming out roll of the dice, if absolutely nothing scores. This is a difficult thing to happen. I mean, in order to get no points on one roll in Cosmic Wimp Out, that's a big enough trick. However, to do that with no dice being the same as any other, so if all the dice are showing unique faces and the hand doesn't score, this is the junk roll, because you have rolled garbage. You have rolled absolute junk. Okay? Now, what are you doing, Pippa? Okay, yeah, here, rub your face against my elbow if that's really what you want to do. Okay, that's what she wants to do. So anyway, when I realized that this was a possibility when playing Cosmic Wimp Out, I thought, hey, we should make this into a hand. We should make this something valuable, and we'll call it junk. And the reason I thought of this was because I was familiar with the 13 Orphans hand in Mahjong. So I thought, oh, this will be cool. It'll be like Mahjong. And we'll make up some special rules, because there's other rules that then affect this. It's kind of complicated, and I know you don't want to hear it. But yeah, and then we decided that if you roll junk, you get 76 or 78 points. Originally, we had that decided. It was either 76 or 78. By the next time we were going to play this game and this came up, we couldn't remember what we decided the awarded points would be. So we were thinking, well, is it 76 or 78? And Booper says, well, that's what it is. What do you mean, what that's what it is? And he says, it's either 76 or 78. We don't know. So incorporate that into the score. So you can be in the middle of a... And that's so stupid. But it's funny and brilliant at the same time, because you can be in the middle of a game and you can have, like... How many points do you have? I don't know. Either 150 or 152. Not sure. It can't be 151. Yeah, it's either 150 or 152. The other thing is these are odd. These are peculiar scores. Not odd necessarily, as in odd and even, but 76 or 78, either one is a peculiar score to get, because in Cosmic Wimp Out, all points either end in 0 or 5. The least amount of points you can get is 5. The most you can get is, well, there's no upper limit, really. But, you know, you're either going to get 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, you know. So, yeah, we made up some weird rules just because I remembered an exotic hand when I was learning Mahjong as a child. And we incorporated that into a dice game known as Cosmic Wimp Out. Cosmic Wimp Out still exists about, I don't know, it's been a while now. A number of years ago, I was in a game store in a town that I didn't normally go to. And blah, 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 they had Cosmic Wimp Out. And that's when I learned that, oh, somebody bought the rights. Koplau, the dice company, bought the rights to Cosmic Wimp Out, and they started making good Cosmic Wimp Out dice. They are like 14 millimeter matte finish ball corner engraved, and nicely engraved, I should say, dice. And I've got some right here. I bought like 3 sets, one for me, one for Booper, and one for backup if they ever wear out, which they will not do. If you're looking for Cosmic Wimp Out, you can probably find it online. You can buy it directly from Koplau Games. Blah, 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 blah. Enough of all this wackiness. Let's go to a musical interlude. How about it?
Was it Rich's joint?
Whose joint was it?
I don't do drugs. Right, you can test me. Okay. And when it comes out clean, I want this guy investigated for barging into the bathroom stall with me. That's gross.
Oh, that's gross.
Well.
That's gross.
Well. Since we don't have the evidence, I'm going to let you off with a warning this time.
Ooh.
But, Red, listen to me. You got to understand something. You see, life is not some big party.
Sure it is.
And I don't care what the rap music people say. Marijuana is just wrong.
It's just wrong.
Son, listen to me.
Morally. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not actually a drug advocate. I am not a drug advocate at all. But, you know, if marijuana is wrong, how can this be? How can this be? You know, remember, the people who take this moral stand against stuff like marijuana, you know, a plant that just grows naturally, the argument against them is, well, God made it. Why, if it's so morally wrong, why did God make it? Yeah, I thought so. So anyway, where's our music? What are we doing? Did this show just go off the rails again? And I think I'm going to need some kind of insanity today. Oh, how about the ending theme for Defrag? Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I know some of you were cringing. But let's face it, I just enriched your life. You're welcome. Yeah, it's funny to me. Quit complaining.
You know, if you keep complaining, I'm just going to start up Renai circulation. And you know I'll do it. This is not an idle threat. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I'm willing to drop the WMD at any given time. And in this case, that WMD is, in fact, Renai circulation. Oh, brother. All right, so somebody looks at the clock. Somebody says, oh, yeah, we still got a lot of time to deal with here. So before I forget, let me just say this. Coming up in about 5 minutes after Dubious Goals Committee is over, stay tuned because you will be able to hear the Sound Show Genre Mix and Broken Leg Committee with MJT. Oh, MJT, I'm not laughing at him. I feel terrible for him with a broken leg and stuck in a chair. And with that kind of break, he's going to be in that damn chair forever. And there's going to be a lot of PT/OT. But he'll probably be okay as long as he can keep playing guitar. Because, you know, that's what really heals you. So be sure to stay tuned after Dubious Goals Committee for the Sound Show with MJT. As for me, my name is Tobe. I got to go to a volleyball game. Why am I ending the show? We still got like 3 minutes. Okay, so, you know, this is probably the part where I would play some more music, but I don't even know what I feel like listening to. I kind of got to fix my hair. I got to think about, you know what the other tricky thing is? I'm going to have to get some food. I'm going to have to get some food, because I don't know the game, the football, the volleyball, the blah, blah, this, that, the other thing. And yeah. Oh, do you know what else I need to get? This is going to seem like a non sequitur, but I need to get one of those like Scratch Ryuichi puzzle books, but I don't, can't even buy them here. And here comes the shocker. I'm dropping it, kids. I just don't care. We haven't heard this in forever. So we need to have a Senno. Come on, everybody. Senno. Come on. Senno.
Senno. でもそんなんじゃダメ。もうそんなんじゃほら。心は進化するよ。もっともっと。言葉にすれば消えちゃう関係なら言葉を消せばいいやって思ってた恐れてただけどあれなんか違うかも千人の道も一歩から石のように硬いそんな石で塵も積もれば山となでしこ死ぬ気でいや死ぬ気でふわふわりふわふわるあなたが名前を呼ぶそれだけで宙へ浮かぶふわふわるふわふわりあなたが笑っているそれだけで笑顔になるさあ皆さんありがとう運命のいたずらでも巡り会えたことが幸せ
Yeah, don't act like you don't love it. Renai Circulation by Kana Hanazawa. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Stay tuned for the Sound Show and Broken Leg Committee. My name is Tobe. I have to run off in search of the 13 Orphans Yakuman. I gotta have it. I gotta find it. I gotta get out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.